Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In a development that sends chills down one's spine, a diary entry penned by accused neonatal nurse Lucy Letby has drawn significant attention at Manchester Crown Court. The note, simply yet ominously reading, "I am evil. I did this," has thrown a harsh spotlight on the gravity of the crimes she's alleged to have committed, the murder of premature infants under her care at the Countess of Chester Hospital's neonatal unit. According to Letby's explanation during the ongoing trial, she had written this haunting admission while under extreme stress, after her abrupt removal from the unit. She attributed the note to her mounting fear and feelings of self-blame, which she claimed was stirred not by her own actions, but by the accusatory treatment she was subjected to. However, Prosecutor Nick Johnson KC contested her version of events, urging the jury to interpret this note as nothing less than a chilling confession. Johnson argued that her claim of the entry being the anguished outpourings of a woman in fear and despair should be dismissed, asserting instead that it should be taken as a literal admission of guilt. Johnson further alleged that Letby had become completely out of control by the time she'd returned from a holiday in Ibiza. According to him, she'd already gotten away with murdering 5 children and attacking 9 others with impunity, and that it was these horrific acts that provided her with the misplaced confidence to commit further atrocities. His assertion suggests Letby believed she had carte blanche to do whatever she wanted, unimpeded by any consequences. The prosecution painted a disturbing portrait of a woman who appeared to derive satisfaction from her heinous actions. Letby was accused of eerily predicting the death of one of the triplets she's alleged to have murdered, leading Johnson to describe her actions as akin to playing God. The argument was that she knew the outcome because she had masterminded it herself. The prosecutor proceeded to recount the horrifying details of Letby's alleged murders of baby O and baby P, 2 identical triplets. She was accused of causing baby O's liver to rupture and bleed internally through a violent assault, followed by injecting air into his stomach and circulation, thereby cutting off blood flow to his heart. Moments after baby O's death, Letby was purported to have started laying the groundwork for baby P's demise, overfeeding him and injecting air into his feeding tube. Text messages exchanged on her way home hinted at her intention to repeat her cruel actions on baby P. Johnson highlighted these exchanges, referring to them as instances of gaslighting aimed at misleading her colleagues about the real danger faced by the infants. The prosecution painted a picture of a woman who was enjoying a gruesome sense of power and control over these innocent lives. Letby was then accused of causing baby P's death less than 24 hours after baby O's by injecting air into his feeding tube, causing his stomach to inflate and crush his lungs. According to the prosecution, she also dislodged his breathing tube prior to his final collapse. Johnson described baby P's case as showcasing the malevolence of Lucy Letby at its height. As baby P's condition deteriorated, doctors decided to transfer him to a more specialized center. Around this time, the court heard that Letby chillingly told a senior female consultant, "He's not leaving here alive, is he?" An ominous prediction that tragically turned out to be true. Letby's co-workers, despite suspicions that something was terribly amiss following the deaths of the 2 triplets, had not reported their concerns to the police. Johnson speculated that they were unable to pinpoint any overtly suspicious actions on her part, leading to her operating undetected in plain sight. The only surviving triplet was moved to another hospital at his parents' behest, narrowly escaping a potentially similar fate. Lucy Letby, a resident of Hereford, fervently denies the murder of 7 babies and the attempted murder of 10 others over the course of 1 year from June 2015. As his harrowing trial continues, the nation watches on, captivated and horrified, awaiting the delivery of justice in this deeply unsettling case. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.